ideas.
This is Cliffo and Bronte After Hours. This content is not for little ears. Cliffo and Bronte.
Hello and happy Friday.
Clocked off for the weekend, baby.
I am too. Clearly, we're talking all over each other.
Yeah, and right.
That's the idea of After Hours, though, mate. It's a little looser.
Yeah.
It's some of the M-rated stuff we don't get to do on the show.
It's the end of the week. We're feeling a bit loosey-goosey. It's Friday.
Bring it on. Big weekend to our Socceroos in action again.
Yep.
That's Saturday tied up if you want a sport weekend.
9 o'clock, I think.
In the
8
morning?
Or 9. No, p.m.
Oh, it's...
Perfect Saturday night.
I was going to say, that's a late one. God, I'm so old.
Not on a Saturday.
When 9 p.m.
Come on, dude.
Oh, God, I'm going to have a Red Bull. And Sunday, it's the AFLW Grand Final as well, too. Queensland in at the Brisbane Lions, taking on Melbourne.
Come on, Lions.
In Brisbane. But this is it. This is the stuff that doesn't make it to the show. This is all new stuff on the After Hours podcast.
And where I feel like we're a bit more, because we're not live, it's a lot more like you find out a bit more about us and what we're interested 100%. In. And today we're going to be talking a bit of dating for if you think you are seeing a lot of different trends in the dating world, Bumble have come out to say these are what they're called.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Plus, the bit that producer Alicia decided was a story of mine, too gross for the radio.
Oh, that's...
So we have to...
It has to
relegate
be
it to the After Hours podcast.
Shit, that's when you know it's going to be there.
Yeah, I know, man. There's a hook. I'm bringing you in. It's a poo story, guys. Thanks for having a listen on the listener app or wherever you get your podcast. This is Cliffo and Bronte After Hours.
I'm not on any dating apps, but when I was on the one called Hinge. Are you aware of this one?
No.
Grandpa?
No. Well, I've heard of it.
Yes.
What's the difference between that and, say, like a Tinder?
I think maybe the quality of the people.
Okay, right.
And I think, I don't know, because I'm not on them, but I think Tinder still has the... mentality that you're on there
for a
hookup.
Okay, so back in my day,
yes,
can't believe I just dropped that line.
Yeah, no, I can't.
There was internet dating, but not on apps yet. So you would have to log on to a computer to internet date.
Like Plenty of Fish?
Plenty of Fish was the one that I would say was more like the Tinder. It was a little bit more, I don't know, hookup-y.
Yeah, right.
But there was RSVP, which was the more like I'm after a serious relationship.
And eHarmony
and stuff. And eHarmony, yeah.
I don't know if these options would have been on Plenty of Fish because it's more of a new term that is coming around because Hinge has decided that it is going to include something on its profile that users can select. So when you are swiping, you see that this is what this person is looking for. So there's preferences, like there are on all dating apps, like whether you are looking for like a more casual thing, a more serious relationship, short term, whatever.
Side note, I reckon they need to make like a friendship, like Tinder or something.
Bumble has that.
Do they?
Bumble have Bumble BFF.
I hope it works because it's so hard to make friends as an adult.
Bumble BFF.
But anyway, side note.
But what Hinge has decided to bring in is a polyamorous.
Oh,
option.
I know that word.
Basically, you can select.
That's couple.
It means you're open to embarking on open relationships.
Okay.
Into open relationships.
Right.
So basically, relationships that have their own set of parameters regarding who the people involved, like how it works, but essentially. You're allowed to date and sleep with more than one person. And now that's an option for people to select.
Is that it? Like, are they fishing in a pretty shallow pond there?
I think it's
like,
something...
Because I feel like internet, like it's hard enough to find one person who you connect, but then to open up to a third, like it's a whole...
Maybe it's more people who are already in those open relationships going on a dating app to find their...
Yeah.
A new partner or something.
I feel like an open relationship, like, I feel like it's a nice idea, but in practice, long term, I feel like it would be harder to pull off.
Just like having to maintain conversation with that many people.
I mean, having to come, like, sometimes I struggle to talk to my wife.
Right? Imagine
one
another
person.
One of them.
Yeah. Nah, can't do
so
it.
This is
like those crazy religious men in the in America with 10 wives and stuff. It's like, man, I got one. She's trouble enough.
Yeah.
exactly 1 week ago that you and producer Alicia locked in your title as heroes of our community.
Yeah, no, it's just like, I wouldn't say heroes, I'd say like just the ultimate guardians.
Oh, you did say heroes this morning. In fact, you said it multiple times.
And I will continue to.
Because you guys did 1 hour of McHappy Day last Saturday, a week ago from time of podcast being released.
I'm just all about giving back to the community that's given me so much.
Yeah.
So some of us, unlike you, care about helping other people.
Look, okay, so I'm not going to sit here and defend myself, but, you know, I had two small kids to look after.
Oh, my we get it. You're
wife.
A dad.
Yeah, that whole family thing. My wife had to work. And I did say to you, though, I said, I'll come and buy a Big Mac from you.
Yes.
Whichever Mac is you're at. Mm. And, you know, we'll get a photo and all that, and I'll just support you.
Thank you so much.
But I sent you and producer Alicia a message on our WhatsApp group that morning. Do you remember essentially what I said?
Yeah, I've actually tried to block it out because it's just not something I really wanted to have in my mind.
Fair call. I'm going to put it out there. I said, I'm not going to catch you guys for a Big Mac today because Charlie, my son, is constipated.
And
let's not be immature here. It's a body thing.
As someone,
you're allowed to be constipated.
Of course. Oh, my God. I get it. I have multiple bowel issues.
Well, there you go. You and Charlie.
Cut
from the same cloth.
I am so far beyond having kids, and like having to deal with other people's constipation just puts me even further.
Well, he's toilet trained. So that's the good thing. Like, we weren't going to, you know, be dealing with a poo explosion or anything.
How do you know if he is constipated?
You just know. Like, it's the same reason.
Yeah,
you know your kids pretty well.
I don't
want to
ask.
And,
I don't want to know.
Yeah, okay. But we knew he didn't at daycare, and it was like by the time I text you guys, it's Saturday morning. He hasn't gone for nearly 48 hours.
Oh,
you know?
My God, Charlie.
So lucky for him, he loves the juice. Like, he loves fruit juice because, let's be honest, it's just sugar water.
Uh-huh.
So we loaded him up with the prune juice.
I was going to say prune juice.
Yeah. And let me just say, when it was a big relief when he came to me and he's like, Daddy, I need to do a poo.
Great.
No worries, sit him on the toilet. When it did come out, it...
I don't need to know.
No, you need to know.
No.
My
cough.
Let's just say, like, he put his dad to shame.
Oh, with Jesus.
To the point where I actually said to my 8-year-old daughter, I'm like, Matilda, come and have a look at how big this is.
Oh, my God.
So that's how close you get as a family.
Yeah,
next
right.
minute, where, like, the two of us, because my wife's at work, so my daughter and my 8-year-old and me are standing around the toilet looking into it with our son going, good job.
What a weird
good
thing
job.
Of pride for him.
Yeah.
That he'll... I'm sure I'll have to go to therapy for
Then the neighbour came in, invited you around.
Yeah,
whole
I told
thing.
You I was busy.
It was a whole thing. I'm going to tell you a story and you can judge whether or not I'm a big grossie. Am I just gross for what I did?
Okay.
I know you're not a mango eater, which is that's controversial in and of itself, but it is mango season. Mangoes are... amazing at the moment.
They're everywhere. Everyone on my socials is eating mangoes all hours of the day.
I bought a whole bag of them, mate. I bought at like a roadside stall, paid $12.
Yep.
Got a bag full of Bowen mangoes, the best mangoes on the market.
Just not for me.
And on the weekend, so last weekend, about a week ago now, I ate my first mango of the season. And mangoes are one of those fruits where the messier, it's like a hamburger, like the messier, the juicier, the better.
Mm.
And I knew being my first mango of the season, I was going to sort of really get into this. And I didn't have a shirt on at the time.
Mm.
It was hot. I'd been doing some housework, jumped in the pool to cool off, just had my boardies on. So I'm like, what I'll do is I'll take the mango, this is perfect, I'll take the mango out the back on a plate and that, I'll cut it up and then I can just eat away with it.
Freely.
Because I've got no shirt on, whatever. So I do the mango thing. I cut it up into the little cubes or whatever.
And then you press it out.
Isn't that satisfying?
That's the one thing that might get me to eat a mango is being able to...
The turning out of the mango cheek into the cubes is... It's like one of those sensory things. So I turn it out and I savor that first bite and I bite one cube off and it was so damn good that the fatso in me kicks in. I'm like, I've got to get this in as quick as I can. So I start, nom, 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 like gobbling on all of the cubes of the mango, whatever, it's sort of dripping on my chest. My chest is quite hairy, all that sort of stuff, you know. So I finish the mango. I'm then quite sticky. I go inside and then I get the cloth off the sink that we use to, you know, whatever. And I proceed to rub my chest with the kitchen cloth at the exact point that my wife walks into the kitchen and goes, "What are you doing, you filthy pig? Get the dishcloth off you."
Yeah.
So her argument was, go and get a face washer or something. Or even just jump back in the pool.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And wash it off.
You had a giant, like, basin ready to go there.
In the pool.
You know,
I worked
how
very hard to get the pH level correct. I don't want mango juice putting
affecting it
off. Yeah.
You know how we were like one step forward with me taking eating mango with the cube thing?
Yeah.
We're now about five steps back after that visual.
Yeah, right. Great. Great.
Bumble, the dating app. I know you're obviously not on any of them, being a married man.
Yeah.
And I'm not on any of them because
being smoking hot,
right?
And don't need them.
I just don't really like talking to people. And so talking to strangers doesn't sound like fun to me.
Yeah, I've never, like, from word go meeting you, I never picked you as a dating app.
No.
Person. Did you give him a whirl at some point? Surely you must have had a crack.
Yeah, every once a year I'll download. My preference is usually Hinge.
Right.
Bumble is the one where.
Why once a year? It's just
probably
a bit toey.
Winter time.
No, yeah, right.
Winter time.
Winter,
it's a bit
needs
cold.
Someone to snuggle.
But
all
Bumble.
Right, you've only got 6 months to wait, guys.
Bumble is the one where the girls message the guys first. And right. I haven't had it for a long, long time. But what they've done is they've come out and to help people navigate the difficult world of dating. They're revealing the new terms that are like new dating trends, basically.
So you don't know this about me,
mm.
but, and maybe it's because I am so married and, you know, family and all that stuff now, but I do love these stories of like new dating trends and terms and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it, you know, takes me back to, you know, when I was dating Michelle sort of vicariously or.
Right.
But I do like to be across the trends, even
well,
though I'm a married up man.
There's new ones, including the term they think is the most like prominent dating trend they're seeing is called guardrailing.
Oh.
So we know ghosting and we know breadcrumbing, but the new one is guardrailing. Which is apparently when you set boundaries and protect your energy while dating.
Right.
So it's a guardrail thing on a road.
Yeah.
And it keeps people safe on either
side. Just backtracking. Remind me what breadcrumbing is.
Breadcrumbing is when, I think that's when like you are in the talking stages.
Yeah.
And then you might disappear for a little while. And then you just like come back with one little bit quick thing.
Yeah.
And then you go away
quick
again.
Little breadcrumb.
And then you come back and leave another one.
I'm out. Yep.
I feel like fall victim to breadcrumbing.
Right.
Kind of guys.
Well, you need to be doing more guardrailing.
I need to do more guardrailing. So that's when, because I think where people are changing their priorities when it comes to dating, like they're not settling anymore.
Yeah.
So like in order to do that from the beginning, people come out and, you know, people are being honest about what they want. Maybe it is like the open relationship thing that we talked about or like what they expect from their partner in terms of commitment. So that's guardrailing. Another one is the love life balance. So not
the love life balance,
work life balance anymore. It's all about the love life balance.
So is that, let me guess, that is the amount of time you put into a relationship versus the amount of time you put to yourself? Or?
I think that's it. It's just making sure that people, rather than seeing the relationship as like I think that what they prioritize rest and leisure time within the relationship.
Okay.
So like, we can be together, but we've also got to look after ourselves and enjoy our lives.
Yeah,
separately.
I find that's one thing that my wife and I have nailed because we have
good.
A lot of common interests.
Yes.
But then she has, like, the big thing for her is she, in my opinion, likes awful music.
Right.
So, like, once or twice a year, she'll go and see her awful, awful bands.
There you go.
In Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you go, I'll take the kids.
And you don't shame her for it.
No, God, no. You, unless I'm on the radio or the podcast or whatever, talking
this
about her awful taste of music.
This is the one I think I am doing.
Yeah.
Open casting is this new dating trend. which doesn't sound like what it is. It's the new trend where people are moving away from their traditional type and going with someone they wouldn't normally go for. And this is what I've done the most this year out of any years that I've been dating. And I don't know if it's because I'm turning 30 and I just like am a lot more confident and mature.
Right.
And comfortable in myself.
Open casting.
It's just
opening your horizons, dating people who you normally wouldn't
and
date.
And even like for me, that's been like being interested in women now.
Oh,
and
what?
like just kind of
opening right up.
Knowing that like I just find everyone.
So how's
amazing.
It working out for you?
I mean, I'm still single, so clearly not well.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.